45 minutes for us to get audio, so let's...
Chris, you know, says, oh, this is probably going to be my last one. I'm probably going to quit. I don't want to go on hiatus for like 5 months and all that shit. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm not even going to be a part of freaking potentially Chris's last fucking podcast on the fucking planet. I mean, shit.
On the planet.
On the planet, you're going to die.
I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to freaking fade away like Elvis and live on a private island. I don't know what, you know.
He's just coming crying like Eeyore. Great show, guys.
Oh, man. Okay, so we're good.
Welcome to the Fantastic Four Podcast. Oh, really weird.
I'm Rose.
Wait, is that the real intro?
I don't know.
I'm Devin.
It is now. I'm Kern.
And that laughter is Chris.
Hello, I am Chris.
We're a podcast.
Oh, you know what we should do? Wait, is that really the intro?
That's
the
intro, dude.
We should all introduce ourselves as whatever the nerd.
No, I'm going to just... We should Spartacus this bitch.
Rose the nerd.
I am Chris.
I am Chris.
I am Chris.
I am Chris.
Dude, let's all just say that...
Wait a minute. Hang on. Wait, I gotta go down to Chris's level. I am Chris. His voice is way deeper than mine.
Oh, jeez.
Is that it? Is that the multiple of Spartacus? Spartacus?
It depends on whether or not it's a Greek or a Roman name, and I believe it's a Roman name, so you're wrong, because... The Greek would be I.
Chris, what's your favorite part of Spartacus? The Spartacai.
The Spartacai scene. So, we're back-ish?
Maybe.
Would the plural of Spartans be Spartini?
Doing a podcast today, talking about nerd stuff.
Movies and things.
Movies and trailers that have dropped, and maybe some video games.
Although
the listener may not be able to tell, Rose is with me and Desmond in person today.
Yeah. Which is unusual.
Which is the first time since September?
Yeah.
Ish.
Because I think the last one we recorded in person was the drunk Star Wars Trivial Pursuit.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Which Rose won, by the way.
Yeah,
she did.
Yep.
And her reward was moving away.
Getting to move away.
I don't got to see you fucks ever again. Bye.
It worked out, though, because, like, if I would have won and I would have moved with her boyfriend, that would have been very strange.
Very awkward.
Well, I don't know. You know,
I won the game. This is just how it is.
Ironically, y'all could have been a lot happier. I mean, you never know.
Or a little spoon.
Look at me. Do I look like a little spoon?
You'd have to dress up in all that little cutesy cosplay that Rose has been throwing together, though.
Yep. You have to take over my life verbatim. Does that mean I have to take over your life?
Yeah. Because
you don't get to sleep.
You don't get to sleep.
Yeah. Speaking of Chris not sleeping, there's an elephant in the room. Chris is not going to take that joke. We're going to go ahead and just run.
I'm the elephant in the room.
This is...
hurtful.
This is Chris's last official show.
This is my last Nerdtastic 4 podcast.
Not forever, though. I don't think so.
Who knows?
No.
I currently work 6 nights a week, and I have
two I don't care about your hobbies, Chris.
And I have 2 classes at school. I called into work tonight so I could do this.
Yay!
Because
why can't you just do that every Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have 52 sick days. So I don't think that would work out very well.
You can't renegotiate that or anything? I mean...
That would be great.
No, my schedule has to stay like this until school's over.
May-ish.
So when I graduate in May, my schedule will be more accommodating, I guess.
Well, that's not that far away.
Get a real job.
Not that far away.
Well, when I get a real job, it'll be during the day, and it'll probably be even easier to podcast like this if I wanted to. So
yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll have to decide what we're going to do with our lives.
Yeah, it really throws a hamper in there, kids.
We kind of put the number of people in the name of our podcast.
Numbers in your podcast. You know what's funny is, get him down. I'm not going to use his real name. And Colt 45 was immediately like, do not use a number after. I was like, we already decided on a name. This is the name. He was,
so here, like, here's what you do. Call it the Nerdtastic 4 podcast, but spell 4 F-O-R-E. And when you introduce it, say Nerdtastic 4. And then you have to talk about golf sometime.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he told me that, and I was like, no, it'll be okay. Of course, he's going through,
just
like...
Just go to your home, Ball. Just go to your home.
Should have listened.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And so now...
Yeah, screw it. We're just going to call it Nerdtastic 4 Podcast anyway. And if people point out that there's only three of us, we'll be like, shut up.
We'll be like, shut up. Half of our episodes have only had two or three people.
Yeah,
we'll go.
Yeah, we don't...
have five sometimes.
Yeah, we're still the four.
I mean, and the part that means, like, I'm sitting here like, oh, no. Because Chris has been editing, he's been giving me a break.
Hey,
and
you know,
he's been doing our editing and our sound mixing and our graphics and uploading the podcast.
And now
maybe we can just get a guest each week until Chris comes back. That's what we'll do.
And I had I don't know if we can convince that many people, but also,
well, my cat is up for it every week, so she counts.
I'm
okay.
Just dying to see how this works out, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to edit.
Literally dying.
Because I'm like, I might die. This might be it.
I'm already burning the candles at both ends, because Chris was like, I'll give you 2 hours of free time by editing the show. I was like, wonderful. I will feel that with things.
And now
he's like,
and now I'm committed to those things.
Yeah.
And I need to find 2 hours to edit the podcast again.
Wonderful.
I'll just have to learn how to edit.
I can edit this one.
It can't be that hard, right?
You can edit this. You can edit your last one. Is it just going to be you talking and like you're going to cut out the rest of us?
I can edit. I just haven't figured out to do some cool stuff.
The crystal Pepsi face.
Oh, that's a
how
lovely
I refer
face.
To it. It's the
audience cannot see his face.
Oh, they'll see it.
It was taken on his wedding day.
Oh, snap.
I was at a friend's house, and I had a bunch of fake rings on each finger that you can't really see in the picture because it's taken on a really old phone.
Oh.
It was like 2012.
Yes.
Wow.
That's really old.
It's when the world ended.
You've been married for 9 years?
Yes, 9 years.
Is that not right?
No.
Is my math off? Sorry, I haven't taken a fancy math class in college.
For those of you that are listening and referring back to Chris's statement about graduation, it is not in mathematics.
Yeah. Right.
I took one math class 2 years ago that I don't remember any of.
It was required, exactly.
Like, yep. You have to take this. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense to me. I'll pay the $200.
Does it bother you that you'll probably have less awards for film that after you graduate than before you graduate?
That's
not the worst thing.
That's true.
Three-hour film festival in April.
No.
I don't think I can do that at all.
Are they actually doing it in Amarillo again?
Yep.
Is there a 48?
Last year, because they're like, man, nobody does this.
Well, they were like, those guys are just, it's going to be the same three teams. Like, there's only three teams that really compete.
Well, because there were like eight teams, and then those eight teams, all of those people entered again, but a bunch of the teams just combined or like scattered because they're like, what if we put our heads together? Which is a good idea, except then the organization gets less money.
It limits the
teams. So there's like one real movie-making crew that makes like serious movies that does it all the time, all year round.
Oh, I'm poaching one of their actors, though.
What I don't even know where these guys are at. I like haven't seen
them,
haven't heard of them. Like, and then like I saw their movie or their 40-hour film festival movie last year, and I was like, what the heck? Where do these guys come from with all this professional stuff?
Well, that's why, because they all get through the school. Like ours are all shot on my cameras.
I just like was super impressed, and then like also confused.
The iPhone and a flashlight for lighting.
Well, okay, actually, you know the one where we won that actually was. So, fuck you, Kurt. It was a flashlight that we held, and it just had this wobble to it. And the guy was on the phone, and we shot it in black and white, and it worked.
Nice.
There you go.
I feel like I've somehow met a lot of people that Kern has worked with. If you look on tagged photos, in 2000, I think the second 24-hour or 48-hour film festival, there's a picture that me and Kern are both tagged in before we ever knew each other, and we're both in the picture.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. I know which one you're talking about, Chris. That's the one where we were outside at the dessert factory.
Yeah.
That's when we were getting
when we're doing the pickup.
Yeah, yeah, when we were drawing for the genres and everything. Yeah.
Which is great because no one knows me. And then they're like, did you do a film? Like,
yeah, you, but it was shortly. What year was that, Chris? You said.
I think that was 2015.
I think so. Yeah. That, I, no, so I think you're right. That was
before
that
I was, met you.
That well, not a full year. That was right before. That was the April before episode 7 came out, and then it was right after episode 7. Yeah,
it wasn't even a full year, but that's still weird that we were in a picture together.
Yeah,
it's weird this conversation's gone on this long during a podcast.
Let's talk more about tagged Facebook photos. I'm sure the FBI would be very happy to know more.
So that'll
about
be
it.
That'll be cool that they're doing. I'm glad that they're doing the 40.
Well, but the thing is that I mean, I don't know this for sure. This is just what I was told by the producers of the 48. That there has to be a certain amount of teams. And I don't know if that's 8 or whatever that number is, but there has to be a certain amount of teams in order for that area to qualify for, if that team wins, for it to actually go to Los Angeles and have its film shown at the Chinese Theater. So in other words, you can't do a 48-hour film festival and two teams enter and then the winner goes to the Chinese Theater just by.
I would totally do it because I would take over as producers. And then not announce it, and then just enter my own film.
Yeah,
and then be like, winner!
Winner! Like, against 55 teams represented.
Somebody else could run the event.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like they need somebody else, because, like, the people that run it now...
But somebody else already signed an agreement,
like,
Chris.
...are terrible at, like, everything. Organization and promotion.
Mm.
Like, their idea of promotion is, everybody who already knows about it should get a bumper sticker. And that's like the entire extent of their promotion.
It has had some lackluster support. Although I will say this, the people that I've seen offered as alternatives.
Not good.
No, so I don't.
Well,
I can't,
and the other thing is I don't know what it's been like since I left on everything. But also, you know, a lot of that is out of pocket expense for them. So, you know, they may not be able to. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you contacted, like, Channel 7 and said, hey, can we do, like, a news story at noon or something?
Well,
like,
they did that. They did that one year.
Interview
I,
you
yeah,
like
I know
that.
They
like,
did
I
that
got
one
interviewed
year.
For Channel 7 when I entered a music video contest for Rock Band and Pepsi. And, like...
I did a news interview when I won Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie art contest from Fox 14.
Good times.
Yeah, it's really easy to get it.
I still have that holographic wallet.
Yeah, it's easy to get. It's easy to get on the TV in Amarillo, Texas, is what you're saying.
Well, it's easy for Chris because he works the news station.
Oh yeah, he's got the in now.
He can just put in whatever he wants.
He can just walk across the back of everybody at any time. You know,
he's master controller. He controls the masters.
I do control the masters. Not tonight though. It's an automated.
He called in. Come talk about tag Facebook
too good.
And have a 15-minute conversation about how a podcast isn't supposed to start.
So let's start off, now that we're 15 minutes in, let's start off and talk about the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer.
Yeah!
Hang on a second.
There was a trailer?
Yes!
Here's the thing. These fucking companies and their bullshit, and they're like, oh, it's a teaser. It's like, this is 2 minutes long.
It's a trailer.
It gives us the plot. It shows new characters.
Can I ask?
This is a trailer.
I've not seen this, so I need to ask questions.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I haven't either.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Correct.
Yes, it does.
And the logo is cool.
And a villain.
Yes.
Probably.
There's a villain.
Yeah.
Who's the villain?
Ghost? I don't know who Ghost is, but it's Ghost.
Well, in my huge Ant-Man fandom, let me tell you, I don't fucking know.
Apparently, Ghost is a villain from Iron Man that people think will work well with the Ant-Man series.
Okay.
And it looks like something out of Metal Gear Solid almost, because like it's just a full metal suit where you can't even. There's not like a normal
mask
part.
There's no face.
It's like lights is what it looks like.
I'm really excited because I've been wanting this since the Avengers came out first time.
I am not.
I think the most awkward part about it is that it starts off with footage from Civil War.
Uh-huh.
With Ant-Man, with the Wasp, or no, with Ant-Man saying, if I would have asked you to come with me whenever, when Cap needed help, would you? And she goes, guess we'll never know. And I'm like,
no, because she says, she's like, I can tell you one thing.
Oh, you wouldn't have.
If you wouldn't have gotten caught. And I was like, yeah.
But first she says, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have gotten caught.
You wouldn't have gotten caught. But I love scenes in the action sequences with the Wasp doing her getting tiny thing with her wings and everything. And
sounds really like great. The Wasp.
It seems like there's going to be good humor. Like,
yeah.
Ant-Man and Hank Pym are in a van watching surveillance, I guess, of her, like watching what she can do. And he goes, "Oh, you gave her wings." And he goes, "And blasters." And then he goes, "So I guess you didn't have that technology when you made my suit." He goes, no, I did.
And he just gives him a look like, what the
totally
hell, man?
Being a dick. Like, he doesn't explain, like, why. He just goes, no, I did.
No, I did.
What's wrong with that? I don't understand. Ant-Man has a little stinger. Ants don't have wings. Most ants don't have wings.
Queen ants have wings, right?
He turns into a giant man, but he's not a giant man. He's no Goliath, I'll tell you that.
True. I don't know. It looks cool.
Looks good.
When does this hit
the theater? Okay. June?
June.
This June.
Yeah. Which I was really surprised about.
A month after Infinity War.
But it takes place before Infinity War.
It takes place right after Civil War, which is when Black Panther takes place. So it takes place at the same time as Black Panther.
What the fuck?
I don't know why they did that.
Like, my interest in that film just dropped to a new low that I didn't even know I had.
Black Panther's next week?
Yeah, 16th.
I feel like they should have just tried to put out Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, March or April.
If they're going to
do them a month apart, it should be first, since it's first.
And then do, yeah. They I don't understand the point chronology. Of that.
Did you know that?
I think they said, too, that the next Spider-Man movie is going to be before Civil War, and that's not going to come out for another year.
Infinity War. Spider-Man's a little kid in the Iron Man mask in Iron Man that almost gets...
That was... Yeah. That's not canon.
That is. It is now.
No. The...
They came out and
the
said...
The kid that plays Spider-Man, whatever the hell his name is, he said, "Yeah, that's me. Ha, 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 ha." And then, like, they asked one of the directors of Infinity War, I think.
They were like... You got to get it from the...
Film. Or no, they asked who did Iron Man 2? Was it 2 where the kid had a mask?
John Favreau.
They asked John Favreau, and he was like... He basically said, like, no, that wasn't the idea, but, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, he doesn't care. He's like, he goes, if you want to believe that, that's fine.
That's whatever.
But anyway, I'm just saying their timeline screwed up. Doctor Strange started and then Spider-Man threw out the window, and
It all got messed up.
And now Ant-Man the Wasp apparently is going
just to continuing that fuckery.
And then they were going to find out the X-Men come, and they happened 10 years in the past, but all the Avengers are there anyway, and Doctor Strange.
And then it'll be revealed that the Men in Black just erased everyone's memory of the X-Men, and that's why they
have. But they have to go to Jump Street because Vin Diesel. And The Rock have cards for them. So
it all makes sense.
Everything will be tied up really nice together.
Yep. And they get trapped in Jumanji.
Oh, they do. And Tom Cruise has an impossible mission where he must rescue them.
Oh, my God. What rabbit hole are we going down?
It's okay. Because then Kylo Ren shows up and ends it all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how I imagine MCU just imploding on itself.
Yeah.
Also, can I point out that I'm really starting to believe that that's what's going to happen?
That they're going to mix Star Wars and...
No. That the MCU is going to implode just under the sheer weight of everything.
I think it will eventually.
I think it's starting.
With how well Thor did and how well Black Panther is going to do, I don't think the start of the implosion has started yet.
So, other things that popped up recently. We saw the first pictures from the set of Captain Marvel.
And people are not happy about her
and
suit.
That's what I was going to say.
Her suit, she's got, it's like green, but it's like, from what I'm understanding is that, because I don't know a lot about Captain Marvel and her backstory. Captain Marvel was a Skrull.
Yeah.
Alien. So it's like a tie back to the Skrull.
That's what people are saying. That's just everybody's theory because nobody knows why her suit would be green.
Because I don't think it was ever green in the comics for that reason. People are just making it up.
Yeah. Here's why I think her suit looks green, because it's only one shot in what I've seen that looks green.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked.
Green is used for special effects.
There you go. I think it's reflecting whatever special effects effects are going on.
I think that, to me, that makes way more sense than, it's because of Skrulls. Like, okay. Now, we do know that the reason that that's a theory, though, is because Captain Marvel is when the Skrulls are going to be introduced.
And yeah. Jude Law's character is also
yeah
there. So.
Yeah. So now we have both Sherlock's and both Watson's in the Marvel Universe.
Awesome. I'm okay with this.
I'm just not. I don't know that I'm okay with the whole idea of the Captain Marvel movie in general.
I think it'll be great.
I don't know. The thing is, to me, it's like Black Panther, where I don't know anything about Captain Marvel, except at least Black Panther was in a movie before this. So, like, I kind of know the character, and that makes me interested enough in Black Panther. With Captain Marvel, unless we get, like, a little Captain Marvel in Infinity War,
I'm sure we will.
Then, like, a brand new movie that's supposed to be in this universe is going to feel weird.
I mean, I would have rather had, like, the Nova Corps, like, an actual Nova.
Hmm.
But it's whatever. I mean, Captain Marvel is just, like, it goes up there with Iron Man. Take it or leave it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Spider-Man fan either. I mean, I just...
Is it Skrull or is it Kree?
No.
Is it Skrull?
Kree have already been introduced.
Okay.
Yeah, the Kree was...
The Kree were in...
Thor 2, right?
Hmm?
The Kree were in... Kree were in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's right.
There's Ronan the Accuser.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I've got something right here that I was looking at earlier. 14.
Put your porn up.
What's that?
Put your porn away.
Yeah, that's it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, no.
Have you seen the new imaging?
The new designs look so bad.
Oh, I'm telling you, dude. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks about this. This is the new animated series called Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And
the art looks really weird.
They don't even look like turtles. They look like aliens.
Well, they might be. They kept saying that that's what they want to do.
That's what they were going to do with the movies.
They want to make them.
Yeah, the turtles look really weird. I don't know. I'm going to wait until I see like the actual animation of them.
Yeah,
to see if they're the animation, super bad. I'm seeing
multiple different ones. And some
the images, the images that I'm seeing, the only one that even looks close to the turtle original, and it's just the look. Which one was it? Which one's the orange one? Is that Donnie?
No, that's Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. So Michelangelo.
Yeah, he looks okay.
The Michelangelo is the only one that looks anywhere close because the rest of
there's just a billion images, so I can't even tell. What's really supposed to be the?
I fucking hate the internet.
I mean, the turtle designs are really kind of weird. I'm gonna wait to see what they actually look like in motion. Here, show them to Desmond.
Okay, that the right one?
He's got them right here.
Yeah, like.
So is they scroll?
No, that's Samurai Jack style.
It's Samurai. Yeah, I guess it's Samurai.
I want to wait to see them in motion to see how before I cast my final judgment.
Although I will point out there's no way that Ralphie's that swole and Leo is not.
Yeah.
They're both about equally jacked.
That's one of the things that bothers me, too, is like, I remember when they were all the same size.
Well, I mean, they always had differences. Like, I could tell
you. Oh, fuck this. Look at Splinter. Fuck that.
Right?
Jackie Chan Adventure Guitar.
He just legit looks like a tiny mouse with a stick. Like,
he really looks like
the most. He is a tiny mouse with a stick.
Like, how do we make this even more racist? Can we have Tony Shalhoub do an Asian accent?
I am a Master Splinter. Like, don't do this. What are you making
come out of retirement? I don't understand that. Because, I mean, just because he was a rat that was around a martial arts instructor doesn't mean all of a sudden he's freaking Asian.
But what if he was he's a rat from Asia?
He's a rat from Japan.
No, he's not. He's from freaking New York. That's where happened.
He ends up in New York after he flees Orokosaki.
No, okay, whatever. What's the lifespan? What's the lifespan of a freaking rat, dude?
I like how we're having an argument for the race of a rat.
That's what this is all about.
They did it to us. It's not
they
our
did
fault.
It. They did it.
Yeah, we didn't choose this freaking path.
We didn't choose this path. The path chose us.
That came up, and I learned something really interesting today about April O'Neil.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she was originally black.
So people were getting really mad because April O'Neil in this new show is a black girl. Mm-hmm. And people were getting super mad that, you know, they were changing the race of the character. And then somebody pointed out and showed some old old comic book sketches, and it's like, she was originally black. And I was like, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's like I don't. I mean, at the risk of sounding like a freaking KKK member, I don't give a shit about the original sketches. I mean, how many original sketches are in film before the final design comes out? How many times was Darth Vader?
They're not just sketches in the comics. In the comics, she was originally black.
Oh, she was originally actually in the comic releases?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I retract that because if that's my thing is if they're originally drawn a certain way, that's my whole thing. If they're originally drawn a certain way, I'm okay with that. It's when you start making all the changes.
I retweeted it on Twitter. I don't know if you have a Twitter, Kern, but there's like actual pictures of it.
Oh, okay.
Two years of podcasting, Rose is officially like, Kern, do you have a Twitter?
I don't know why. I don't know. It might be under Kern the Nerd. I don't know. But, no, I'm okay with that because that's my thing. Because I don't like changing the gender or the color of a character just because we think that's convenient and what we think politically you don't have to change or whatever.
Genders. Venus de Milo exists.
Yeah, I just don't like doing that. And but if she was originally drawn that way and they changed it at some point later on, then okay, I got to say I'm okay with that.
Sweet. Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, well, that's kind of weird, like, to change the race, but if they want to do, like, more, I guess, what do you call it? I'm always down for more, what's the word?
Inclusion. What bugs me more, and this is more nitpicky, I feel like. I get mad when it's like, here's April O'Neil, and I'm like, no matter what she looks like, my first thought is, why isn't she wearing yellow? Why isn't her hair red?
Why isn't everything like the cartoon?
Why isn't everything like the cartoon I loved? Because there was nothing wrong with that cartoon. So why gotta go change the
picture? Yeah, and in these pics, she has reddish hair, and she is wearing a fuck ton of yellow. But in this one picture, she's carrying this weird-ass, like, glowing baseball bat.
Yeah, she's got, like, some,
is she gonna help him fight?
Plasma bat.
That's yeah. Cool. Well, that brings up, like, what about fucking Casey Jones?
Casey Jones was a hockey stick.
Maybe that's right. Casey was a hockey stick. You're right. Yeah. My bad.
I bet they just haven't released his art yet. I'm sure he's going to be in
it. Casey Jones is going to be female. April O'Neil is going to be lesbian. Connor right now.
Oh, damn. Woo.
Oh, there goes our PG rating.
Well, we've said the F word several times, so I feel like that's already out the window.
Well, I'm just trying to confirm what's going on. Yep. Nope. Splinter is from Japan.
Oh, snap.
Oh, that's what you're looking up.
Okay. Whatever.
So, yeah, I'll reserve my judgment completely until I see the actual animation.
You know what I'm more interested in is, oh man, and I can't remember his name. Is it Keith?
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
Well, that's what's his name? What's his name? Ben Schwartz. Or no, that's DuckTales. He voiced DuckTales. Yeah, that's right. Never mind.
I haven't watched the new DuckTales yet. I've heard it's good.
It's pretty good. I like the new DuckTales.
And I was like, okay, Doctor Who as Scrooge. Yeah. Perfect. All the kids talking, I'm like,
what was the original creator of the Turtles? Was it Kevin something?
It's Eastman and Laird. Kevin Eastman.
Yeah, I just wonder what his true thoughts are on it. I mean, at some point, you think he had to have like an approval or something in this.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Normally, it's one of those things like the company owns it, not the original artist or the creator.
They
had
a whole big desk up about
like Stan Lee isn't, like, consulting on any of the Marvel movies. Oh, he's just a cameo.
And I'm pretty sure IDW has the rights to the Turtles as far as comics go. I don't know. Let me go see if I can find out more. But I don't know if anyone owns the rights to the other. Anyway.
The one thing that bugged me about DuckTales whenever I watched the clip.
Uh-huh.
I think I said this before here. I might have said it somewhere else. But, like, in the original ones, they had, like,
by Nickelodeon.
Duck sound.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. Oh, yeah.
And they got rid of
it. Unless they just talk. I'm like, no.
Yeah, they got rid of
it. I'm a duck. I'm like, well, okay.
I think they thought, they probably
They're like, today's kids are real dumb. They won't be able to understand what they're saying.
They probably, like, made the executive decision not to make them have annoying duck voices.
Yeah.
They weren't annoying, though.
They were a little annoying.
Yeah, they were.
You could put up with it because it was a really enjoyable show.
I think.
But.
It's because there's, like, five characters that are talking like that.
So I got
whenever it's a Mickey Mouse cartoon, God forbid they have Donald Duck that's talking like that. It's like, okay, there's the one guy with the weird, annoying voice.
And Donald Duck is in DuckTales, and he still does have his annoying duck voice.
Yeah.
But my point is, like, weird about the voice, but they cannot wear pants still.
Yeah.
Even after Harvey Weinstein, they can still just fucking duck. Oh my God. Right.
Okay, what's the point of a duck just wearing a shirt? Is what I want to know.
Yeah.
So they can just jump in the water and go.
And they're obviously, like, there's obviously junk that they should be covering up because Mickey Mouse wears shorts.
I want to know. No, I want to. Here's the thing. Yes. Here's the shit. He wears gloves too because he's a cat burglar.
So apparently, all his fingers are dicks.
So here's
he's a proctologist. That's why.
Like, somebody had to have the forethought to be like, can't give the ducks fucking pants because the ducks got to be able to get in the water and swim.
That's why.
No, ducks wanted to show off like.
Thank you, Desmond.
Like duck legs, I think.
Now we know. If you learned anything, you understand now why ducks don't wear pants.
This guy that had to think that, I was like, you crazy bastards, you can't put pants on the ducks. How are they going to swim in the water? It's like they're talking and they have hands. But they're still ducks.
Like, oh my God.
Well, it's like how Brian and Family Guy's humanized but still has a collar and will bark at mailmen.
Yeah.
Right.
There's little elements of him being a dog. Right.
Like being
or
a
like
dog.
How he likes to fuck dogs. That's another element of being a dog.
Right.
Anybody here, I can't remember if we talked about this before, but like this is fucking like Disney cartoon nitpick of the week. Have you played Kingdom Hearts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Kern, do you know anything about Kingdom Hearts?
I do not. Enlighten me.
Here's the thing. They're fun because, like, it's like, here's a bunch of Disney worlds, and you get to explore them with Donald and Goofy, and the story's, like, so insane. Like, they had to release a book that just explains the story, and I don't even want to read the book because I just like playing them because they're fun.
You're like, it's okay. We don't need it. It's
but I realized the other day, because I've been listening to a Goofy movie soundtrack.
What?
One of the best Disney soundtracks. And I'm like, wait a minute. Max is not in any of the Kingdom Hearts games. Where the fuck is Max?
Oh, yeah.
And why doesn't Goofy seem to care that his son is, like, not around or that he abandoned his son to go fight
He's got his band.
What band? Okay, here's the thing. I've never seen an extremely Goofy movie. I've only seen a Goofy movie. Do I need to watch an extremely Goofy movie?
Yeah, it's good. It's actually really good, yeah.
Okay.
And then is Pauly Shore as
still, I think bro. They should put a Goofy movie world in Kingdom Hearts 3.
So pretty much your nitpick with all of Kingdom Hearts.
Is I fucking love a Goofy movie. Because here's the thing. In Kingdom Hearts 2, they went back to Steamboat Willie. Right?
Yeah.
And old black and white Mickey was there along with modern Mickey. So I'm like... Bless you.
Sorry.
We could go to a Goofy movie planet, whatever the fuck that would be called, and you could have, you know, Night Goofy that's on your team meet lovable, fishing, loves dumb shit Goofy from a Goofy movie that has a son. And he'll be like, wait a minute, where's my son? And there'll be a whole side quest where Goofy has to go find his son.
Oh my God.
And it ends with the tombstone. So it's wonderful.
No!
And into the
tombs. Oh my God.
No.
I know. This is why I ran off with Donald, because I lost my son. And
so,
I
pushed... question on me and Donald. Are oh they,
I don't know.
So, yeah.
Nudge, wink, wink, right, say no more.
Well, Black Panther had the movie
premiere. People are raving about it, like more, like there's been a lot of, you know, non-spoiler review type things that are saying people thought Thor was amazing and it doesn't hold a candle to this. And I'm like, but I feel like they're going to be very different movies.
Yeah.
Thor was very much sort of like the almost a buddy cop comedy that we were promised with some serious stuff thrown in. Black Panther looks like it's going to be a lot more serious action movie. I assume it'll be a little humor because every Marvel movie has the humor
sure.
points.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's going to be a way more serious movie. And a lot of people are talking about how good the villain is, which is weird to me because whenever I think back on other Marvel movies, the villain is never really, like,
the strongest
standout or even memorable.
Well, I mean, Loki.
Like, yeah, that's the thing, but he's persistent throughout the series. Yeah, but
is Loki really considered a villain? I mean...
Oh, in that first one, he definitely
is. Yeah, in the first one, he, like, was the bad guy.
But part of that is because they always managed to be, like, one and done.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. The villain's not a real villain every...
Yeah, you're right.
But the way that they talk about, because it's Michael B. Jordan that's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's Killmonger.
It makes it seem like it's been like a lifelong rivalry thing that we're kind of jumping in the middle of. Yeah. So that makes it a lot more interesting. Like, you think about Iron Man 1 was Obadiah Stane.
Stone.
No, it was Stone. Stane. Okay. So, like, he was probably like Tony's friend right up until he's like, oh, Tony's trying to be a good person. So then he became the bad guy, and then he got in an Iron Giant suit, and he lost, and that was the end of that.
Iron Giant.
You know, it was in, like, the crappy Mach 1 Iron Man, whatever the hell he called the suit.
Yeah.
Iron Man 2 was Mickey Rourke, right? With the...
Yeah, with the
Whiplash.
Yeah.
And, like, all these villains, it's just like, okay, they kind of serve the purpose of the story.
For that one
For that one movie, and then you're done, and then you just don't. You don't think about him again. Nobody talks about him again. So the fact that people are really saying, like, this is, like, one of the best villains in the Marvel movies so far, I think
it is. Not surprised?
Yeah, it's, like, it's not hard to do, but for some reason they just haven't done it. Yeah. In, like, 20 movies or however many.
Yeah. Right.
So, and even as recently as Thor, like, Hela, to me, was, like, totally forgettable.
I'm hoping that, like, she's not 100% defeated.
Oh, no, I do, too. Like, I'd like to see that character expanded.
Yeah.
What,
Hela?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, you know, because with Infinity War coming up.
Doesn't matter. None of them do, okay? They used Christopher fucking Eccleston, and they were, like, done.
Yeah.
So if they can throw Christopher Eccleston away, then Kate Blanchett can...
That's what I was going to ask with, like, Infinity War coming up and then also Black Panther. I mean, is there any potential whatsoever for those characters, those evil characters, bad guys, to be in more than one movie?
There's a few. I don't know if anyone's interested in it. I mean, the Red Skull just up and vanished, and I think that Eccleston's character did too. Right? Didn't they both end up being sucked into Infinity places?
Yes. I actually don't remember. I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Well, I know the Red Skull did, right?
Yeah, Red Skull. That was one of those things that I was like, oh, cool, Red Skull will come back. And now it's been so long, I'm like, I guess not.
So, theoretically, yes. But
because that was also... I think you look at the movies that were made before Disney bought it, because that was still... I think that was Paramount that made Captain America. That was still before Disney bought the Marvel properties.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, and I know with Infinity Wars with Thanos... There's been more of a build-up with all of the other movies, especially like Guardians of the Galaxy 2, with the two sisters and being the daughters of Thanos. And I know there's been a build-up towards that bad guy, but, you know, we really truly haven't seen that bad guy. And so I'm assuming that in Black Panther we're going to see a little bit, maybe not a lot, but a little bit of the backstory there, because you're saying we're coming in the middle of that conflict. So surely there's going to be a little bit of a backstory there that's going to show us a little bit about
his villain.
Yeah, exactly.
About Killmonger.
Yeah, the first Captain America was Paramount. That was before Disney.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
So I feel like that might be why, because like they had different plans, and once Marvel bought it, they're like, no, we're doing this.
That's possible. So. I hope that they, because it's a good villain. The Red Skull is a good villain.
And now that they have Spider-Man, like the connections that Red Skull have with Spider-Man are really cool too. So I'm like, please.
I'd like to see some of that.
It'd be so great if he was the villain in the second Spider-Man, which I think they've already said is going to be
somebody else.
So I think because they handed it to Shocker because the Shocker was in the first one.
I'd love to see some freaking Kingpin in Spider-Man.
I want Vincent D'Onofrio. I want that to be the bridge because I feel like that'd be such a great bridge to have. To bridge Daredevil.
I love that Kingpin. I love that Kingpin.
They're supposed to be in the same city, technically. And yeah. Kingpin is there, and he's such a great Kingpin. Like, I feel like so that would good. Be a perfect opportunity for them to, like, say, yeah, they're in the same universe.
So here you go. Maybe the movies are doing so great with their villains, and they're one-offing them. But the TV shows, the Netflix shows, like, the Kingpin was really good.
Yeah, he's been filming the last few months because he's in season 3.
Of Kilgrave was really good.
He's in season 3 of what?
Daredevil, because they're filming season 3 of Daredevil right now.
Really?
And he's been at the filming for a few months, so I think it'll be more than just a cameo.
I mean, we got a real good kind of initial on him, but I really didn't feel like I'm glad that you said that, because like I really would like to see more from that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah. It was a great actor too, man. I thought he did a great job.
I feel like they have the same problem. Like, they only have one good villain, so they'll just ride the shit out of him. Because that's the same thing they do with Loki. They're like, better make Loki.
The thing is, though, like, I don't know. It's because Loki's supposed to be complex. Like, he's not, because he's supposed to...
Yeah, but they've been pretty versatile with Loki, though. I mean, honestly.
They reverse it over and over and over again. They, like, flip back and forth and back.
I'm so tired of Loki.
I just wish he would, like... Go to one side and stay. If he wants to be good, cool. Be good, be part of the event.
He wouldn't be Loki if that was the case. I mean, that's what Loki is.
No, he could still be Loki. They don't have to, like, stick to whatever. Be like, well, nope, he's the trickster god. Because, like, if that were the case that he'd always just been the trickster or whatever, then, like, Thor would never have trusted him. Like, he had to have been good growing up.
Yeah, maybe now he's just maybe they've taken out of perspective because the trickster god doesn't mean constantly fucking over your people. Quality the whole time.
Villains like the Grandmaster.
Grandmaster wasn't a villain.
Oh, he was totally supposed to be one of the villains. How much effort did they put into marketing that movie with
Jeff Goldblum
being considered a villain? I agree.
I really liked Kilgrave and Jessica Jones.
I hated it. I mean, it was a good performance, but the character, there were so many, with that power, there were just so many flaws with the way they wrote that story.
I don't know, I really liked it.
He was really, I mean, his performance is good, whatever, but like, to have those powers and have the problems he does, is just like...
I have a question. What's up with Jessica Jones? I mean, we've gotten like season 3 of Daredevil. We've gotten, you know, the Punisher, all that stuff.
Filming season 2.
I think they already filmed season 2.
Okay, because
people were reporting that for some reason Kilgrave is going to be in season 2.
Yeah, because it's been forever since we've had Jessica Jones season 1. I mean, that's what kicked off the whole Netflix Marvel deal, in my opinion, was Jessica Jones.
It was Daredevil.
Daredevil.
I think we got 2 seasons of Daredevil before we got...
Jessica Jones was out way before season 2 of Daredevil. Now, I don't know about season 1. I'd have to go back and check. But I know for a fact Jessica...
To the Googs.
Because I watched...
Seriously, like...
I watched Jessica Jones before I never even watched any Daredevil.
I'm so far from Jessica Jones. Not even funny.
I'm Googling.
That's fine.
To the Googles. But, yeah, I mean, so I'm really looking forward to Black Panther.
Sounds fun, and I mean, it's got good reviews and everything. Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that, you know, there's always, I feel like there's always going to be parts that aren't good, but this one people seem to be really raving about, so.
I think it's set up to be really good, because there's lots of, they picked the right characters, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Black Panther aficionado, but I've read the stories, and I'm like, you know what, having Claw, having Killmonger...
Some good choices.
Good quality for villains.
Did you find it, Chris?
Season 1 of Daredevil was April 2015.
This podcast should just be called Actually.
Yeah.
Jessica Jones season 1 followed that November.
Okay, so it was behind.
Yeah. Then Daredevil season 2 was March.
Okay. Well, I knew for sure.
It was a Jessica Jones sandwich.
Season 3 comes out this year. Jessica Jones season 2 starts March 8th.
This year or next year?
This year.
Oh, well.
So it's 2 months away, a month and a half away.
Yeah.
That's why we have all the trailers, like Young Han Solo.
It's so crazy. The only thing is we have a poster that just says Solo, a Star Wars story.
Yeah, whatever.
Just push it to December already. You know you're going to.
And Desmond's podcast on that whole fucking thing.
Season 2 of Luke Cage is this year.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
See more Luke Cage.
Season 2 of Iron Fist is TBA.
Defenders.
That's it. Defenders doesn't have a Season 2 confirmed.
I still haven't even seen Defenders.
I fucking haven't either.
Defenders was okay. Here's the thing. I fucking loved Iron Fist, which a lot of people didn't.
Me too.
And the Defenders is really Iron Fist Season 2 with everybody else.
Oh, it really is.
Oh, which my God.
It kind of it shows an intersection with the Daredevil and Iron Fist universe more than anybody else's.
Okay.
Because it makes sense.
Literally, yeah, it's kind of like two strong people be friends with these guys.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Because like the at the end of Daredevil season 2 is when you see what's her name get put in that pod.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she comes back to life and she's like the main bad guy throughout the Defenders.
Cool.
I still want to see a Ghost Rider series, though, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider would make sense for a series.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this whenever we was having the whole audio thing and all that. And I said, you know, holy shit, I think I'm going to miss Chris's potentially last podcast. And in my head, I was thinking, my favorite thing about Chris every time he says it is, here's the thing.
Everybody points out that like Chris pretends something is important by saying here's the thing.
And when he said that just now, I just started laughing. I'm sorry. That's why I was laughing.
Like, oh, better listen. Chris said, yes, "Here's the
you
thing.
Better listen. Something. Better listen."
Oh my God. Here's the thing.
And I've tried to mentally replace it with other phrases.
No, you can't.
This doesn't work.
Yeah. It's hard to change the way you talk.
Oh my God! No, I fucking love it. That's why. So that's why I was laughing when you said that.
Contrary-wise. Anyway,
the things you notice editing the show are above and beyond.
Oh man. We could also talk about the Oscar nominations for this year.
There were some nominations.
There's quite a few nominations.
Nominations were there?
My favorite thing is when movies get nominated that never came to theaters in Amarillo.
Shape of Water.
It never came here?
Nope.
Oh my God, you guys have to watch
three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri was here for like 2 weeks.
I think Shape of Water here was here for like 2 weeks.
It's one of those things where it's like, nope.
And Proud Mary was literally here for like a week because it like opened and I was like, oh shit, we're going to go see it. And then something happened and we didn't go see it and we were like, oh, we'll watch it next week. It's gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay, Shape of Water was really good. So I definitely highly recommend you guys watching it.
I'll be watching that.
I'll go over the nominees. And we'll just give like real quick thoughts if we saw it or not.
Okay.
Ba-na-na.
For Best Picture, The Shape of Water.
Really good, great horror sci-fi romance.
I think this is the first year.
Really?
Wow. Like, I have any of these
films. Guillermo del Toro.
That's myself.
The main character is mute, so she speaks through sign language the whole movie.
It has Doug Jones, so I'm sold.
It's good.
So it has subtitles.
First Splash.
Does it have subtitles?
Where like the mermaid comes to land.
Rose, does it have subtitles as a result?
Yes, it has subtitles because for the sign language.
Yes. Okay.
Scream pops up at the beginning. Hope you fucking learn sign language.
You're gonna miss half this movie. If not, leave now.
Come back when you know it. Okay.
There was a moose. A moose bit my sister.
Oh my God.
Okay. Darkest Hour.
That's the Gary Oldman with. Yeah, I didn't see that one. I heard it was really good, but I didn't see it.
Again, I haven't seen any of these. They're all on my list.
Yeah. Dunkirk.
Nope.
I didn't really have any interest in it.
I heard that was really good, though, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Some movies and video games and everything that I need to do is a mile in the fuck.
Phantom Thread. Never even heard of that.
Yeah. No.
What that is.
Fucking Oscars and their.
Nope. It's about a ghost that sews clothes.
Three Billboards.
I've heard of it. I haven't
seen
it.
Everyone who has seen it has told me to go watch it. That's all I know.
Get Out.
Get Out was really good.
Never saw it.
I still haven't watched
y'all need
Get
to
Out.
Go see it.
No, because here's the thing. I feel like since I've already watched so many videos where people are like, oh my God, here's the thing with Get Out. I'm like, oh, so there's no reason to watch it.
The annoying thing is people are like, the twist is crazy. I'm like, is it the twist that's very obvious from the trailers?
Yes. There's not a twist. I wouldn't call it a twist at all.
I just remember when it first came out, everybody was talking about how it had a twist. And I was like, is it the racist twist? Because that's not a twist. That's very obvious.
Yeah, I don't think it's a twist. I wouldn't call it a twist.
Would M. Night Shyamalan put his name on this?
I would hope not. It's better than what he does.
That's the standard.
Oh, now, come on.
Lately.
I don't know. He's done some good things. I mean, Split.
Okay. The Post.
I don't know what that is.
That's the one, that's one about the Washington Post uncovering Watergate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
That one seemed interesting, but I didn't get to see it.
So it's not about Forrest Gump sitting in a hotel room making a call about some unusual activity across the deal.
Getting his post.
No, which is really funny to think that, like, Forrest Gump calls the Washington Post, talks to himself, and says,
"Oh, hey, there's some people with some flashlights over there. I don't know what's going on, but you might want to check it out."
Then is Call Me By Your Name, which is a stupid sentence.
Say my name, bitch.
About, but why would you call me by your name?
He never even called me darling.
and then finally is Kitty Bird.
Never even fucking call me darling.
So I literally have seen two of those. I've seen two of those movies, and both of them are really good, and I could see either of them winning, but the other ones I have no idea.
How far down do you want to go? Just best actor.
No,
so, sure. So, some the ones that I would like to point out are Logan got an Oscar nomination for best adapted screenplay. But then,
what the fuck does that mean? That isn't just best film. Like, here's the best film, and here's the best film made from a screenplay, like all films are.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about Logan, the Wolverine?
Another source is basically.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah, that's what it means. It means that they. So Logan, they took the comic book and they adapted it to film. That's like the adaptation. As the other, I was really bummed because The Disaster Artist also got that nomination. That's also the only nomination The Disaster Artist got, which is a travesty. Robbery. It's a travesty. James Franco deserves a Best Actor nomination for that one.
Well, there's lots of nominations that I would give.
Yeah, but so I'm really bummed because I want them both to win that one because I think they were both good, but I don't know.
I can't see Logan winning
so,
that.
So I have a question real quick. What's the cutoff or what's the description on that? Because you said Logan is and you said something about the comic. So is that strictly the comic or is that the movie?
No, it's the movie, but it's basically how well the story they took the story from its original source to the screenplay is what that Oscar is about.
But what's the cutoff on the Oscar nominations for this year? I mean, because that came out last year.
Yeah, it's going to be it's for 2017. It's basically all the movies from 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. It's basically the previous year is kind of how it goes.
Oh, okay, previous year. Okay, I guess I guess
they do it at the beginning ish of this year.
Yeah.
So it's everything from last year.
Okay.
A lot of people are really mad because the best animation got a lot of the Japanese movies got super snubbed this year.
So did Lego Batman.
Lego Batman got snubbed, but like Your Name, which was like the best grossing film in like the world for a lot of places for animated films, didn't get a nomination. And neither did
The Disaster Artist didn't get nominated for Best Picture.
I know that one, but The Silent Voice, which is another one that was really popular, two Japanese animated films, and Japanese films have won before. Studio Ghibli films have won before.
No, reason it's bullshit is because they did nominate Boss Baby.
Yeah, they nominated Boss Baby. Why would you nominate
Boss? Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Because your friend Alec Baldwin,
which was like one of the highest grossing animated films in the world, so it just doesn't make sense to me why that one didn't get a nominated for the Oscar.
I got a question, Rose. Would you like because? You're busting out some stuff that, like, I haven't even freaking even thought about watching. Would you post something or list something on some of these films that you're talking about are, like, totally badass that kind of got dissed? So that myself and anybody else that's listening can be like, okay, you know, I'm going to put that on my to-do list.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. A lot of these, like, we could talk about The Disaster Artist getting shafted, some of these Japanese films.
Exactly. Yeah, especially those. That we didn't see a lot of exposure in the U.S. for. That might be really great films. Because I know The Grudge, the original Japanese version of The Grudge, is like totally badass.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the Japanese Grudge. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's way better than the American one.
Yes, and I would have never even thought of watching that if it hadn't been for somebody else saying, "Oh no, you need to see this."
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely share a listicle with you.
Well,
on it.
Yeah, me and every I don't know if you want to post it to Twitter and tag Nerdtastic4 or whatever, but yeah, for me and everybody else, it might be interested.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any other Oscar nominations that I would think of, but like it looks interesting. I'll mostly be rooting for Get Out and Shape of Water for most of them. But
The Last Jedi was only nominated for Best Sound Editing.
Of course, yeah. It was.
It didn't have
because it sucked fucking donkey balls.
Kern's opinion does not match the opinion of this entire podcast.
Yes, it does.
Did you just say yes? It does, Desmond.
Desmond said that, yeah.
Look, man, it was better than Rogue One, so.
Oh,
That's because Rogue One was inconsequential garbage.
Podcast over.
So here's the thing.
My favorite show, but Kern will tell you there was a whole show where me and Kern, I was like, hey, you know what? How about I just destroy Star Wars and what it's become now because I think it's a corporate juggernaut ran by a giant. Crackheaded mouse that just cares about profits.
My favorite comment that I had never even thought about with Rogue One is at the end when Darth Vader turns on his lightsaber, but it's completely black, right? That means he had to turn his life support off.
Because his
life was so dedicated to like scaring the shit out of all these guys that he like starts dying and then turns his lightsaber on.
Maybe he had his cape though. Like he waited with the cape over.
Maybe.
Well, he can hold his breath. I'm sure he can hold his breath for a little bit.
You know, hand him the offering.
Oh my God.
And then he was like,
Maybe there's a little bit of a delay. It's like a power up. So when he hits the lightsaber, it kind of like pulls power off his chest piece and everything and kind of until it stabilizes. Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't want to think about that.
The only other thing I could think of to talk about was Vidya Games. I've been playing some Vidya Games.
I got a game thing too.
Oh,
go ahead.
Non-video game thing.
Westworld season 2 finished filming.
Oh yeah.
What's that?
You haven't seen Westworld?
No.
Yeah, I agree with Rose. Enlighten us.
Okay, Westworld originally was a movie, like in the '70s with Yul Brynner. Basically, the idea is there's a theme park where...
It's Jurassic Park with animatronics.
With animatronic
cowboys.
Oh,
is that the thing with a giant spider and they burned the town down?
No, that was Westworld. That's Westworld. I mean, that's Wild Wild West.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that,
which was also based off a TV show back in the day, but this is a movie.
Oh, okay.
Back then.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
but they're animatronics.
Westworld's completely realistic.
Okay.
And like, people can go there, take a retreat for like a week or a weekend or just a day, and you can do whatever you want. You can kill people.
Nice!
You can kill other humans.
Well, you kill robots.
You kill the robots.
Okay.
You can just go to the brothel and fuck a bunch of robot prostitutes.
Really? Oh, great. That would be my favorite thing.
But you can go, like,
are they totally anatomically correct?
If you talk to the right people, like, they might, like, say, hey, I heard about this treasure up in the hills. Do you want to help us go find it? And then you get on horseback and ride with a bunch of people up to this place. And so, like, it follows a certain, you know, group of characters. And it's an HBO show. It's really, really good. Highly recommend everybody see it because, like the movie, shit gets kind of fucked up.
Shit gets real quick.
It gets real quick. And it's fucking great. It's so good. And the first season came out at the end of 2016, and then they're like, it'll take us all of 2017 to film this because we didn't know it was going to have this much of a reaction.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, HBO gave them a bigger budget and more time to film.
More robots.
More robots. So, and it the way that the first season ended, like, I can't even imagine what season 2 is going to be. Like, there needs to be more, but I have no idea what's going to happen.
So, speaking of shows that get fucked up really quickly, shit gets real, there's this anime that came out on Netflix called Devilman Crybaby.
Oh, I've heard about
it. And if you want to just destroy your world and make yourself have an unhappy day, just watch it. Just watch the whole thing, binge watch it.
I mean, why do I want to fucking do that after you described it that way?
It'll destroy everything. Like, it's like, it's, if you want to just, like...
It's like hardcore bestiality.
That's no, like tasting it's something watching, that tastes like freaking grizzly bear piss and being like, oh, oh my God, and making that face and then being like, you should try this.
Yeah, you should try this. It's exactly what this is. It's like the anime equivalent of, dudes, this is terrible, try this. It's that's what it is. It's so it's a good story, but damn, it like I don't know, it'll just ruin your day. It rips your heart out. You're at the end you're like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah. So really? If you want to watch something, I'll screw you up. Devilman Crybaby.
How many episodes?
There's 10?
10? Okay. Devilman Crybaby.
Westworld 12.
Yeah. It's lots of like there's lots of
Deadwood's great.
It's very much rated R, like if not more than R. It's got a lot of nudity, a lot of sexual stuff, lots of blood, lots of violence.
Oh yeah, okay.
Definitely don't recommend watching it around anyone who's children. Young child or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll I watched that and I was like, man, what's happening in this world that this is
suicide is painless.
It's like the anime mash. Like equivalent of like self-harm. It's just oh,
wow.
It's awful.
And it's an anime, you said?
Yeah, it's an anime.
Okay.
Again.
Throw that on your freaking list. Throw that on your list because I'm seriously going to start watching some of this.
I watched Jim propose to Pam on The Office.
Does that really get your emotions?
Or I watched Michael propose on The Office.
Depending on which kind of cry.
Or I watched Jim and Pam get married on The Office. That's how I cry, okay?
No, it needs to be the cameraman love triangle.
So that film, that series that Chris was talking about is called Westworld?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds really cool. Because I got to say this, you know, if Chris likes it, I've got to fucking watch it.
It's his last request.
My last request.
I have to.
No, it's not his last request. I don't believe that. Like the meme I put with freaking Will Ferrell on Elf going, no, I don't fucking, I'm not buying that. We're not gonna. I don't accept it.
He's not gonna accept it.
I don't accept it.
Yeah. So
you can't fire me because I quit.
No, you fucking
I
don't,
quit
bitch.
Because I quit.
I'm gonna still give you a fucking paycheck, even though it's gonna be in like imaginary dollars.
Imaginary dollars.
Delicious imaginary dollars.
Just as good as exposure.
Hey, I got one more thing. I got one more thing.
Well, we all work for the creative industry, as everyone knows.
Oh, man.
I actually commissioned some artwork from a friend, and I was like, charge me what you charge like a person you don't know. And they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's what you do for your friends.
I will pay you. And they're like, they're like, oh, what's your budget? Like, they're very worried that I couldn't pay it. They're like, are you
$20?
You have $20.
My budget is $20 in 4 weeks when I get my paycheck. I got something real quick.
Okay.
One last thing for me. As if we aren't tied to our cell phones enough as it is, and I don't know how old of news this is, but Mario Kart is coming to your smartphone.
Yes.
What?
Mario Kart Tour.
That's cool.
Yes.
In fiscal year 2018.
But it's going to be a combination of Mario Run and Pokemon Go. So you actually have to get in your car and run over other
people. Oh yeah, it's saying the Mario Tour is set to hit the App Store in March of 2019. Now, me, personally, I like racing games and everything like that. I liked Mario Kart, which little bit I played. And so
there's
a good possibility I'll download this app and I'll play it.
It sounds interesting.
Nintendo is, in my eyes, they're two for two for their mobile games. Super Mario Run, really fun as long as you're not like, oh, it's $10. It was a good game.
Yeah.
Like, you can...
Oh, they love their money. They're going to make their money.
Oh, they're going to make it, yeah.
Then there was Miitomo, garbage. It wasn't even a game, but they said it was. And the game was you ask friends questions and they answer them. Fucking garbage. Fire Emblem, what's it called? Is it Heroes? I think it is Fire Emblem Heroes.
Yeah,
Yeah, yes. Fire Emblem Heroes. Simplistic Fire Emblem game, strategy RPG, but, like, it works. It's really fun.
People love the crap out of that game.
And then there was Animal Crossing, which everyone loved for a week.
And now I haven't played since.
Man, this is just tedious, which is what Animal Crossing's always been. But on a phone, it's just worse.
Yeah, I feel like if they had made the Animal Crossing game, like, the same exact game for the mobile, I would still be playing it.
Yeah.
But it's... It was fun for like 5 minutes. And then after that, I'm like, it's the set. You're doing the exact same stuff over and over and over again. It's just not as, there's not as much different things to do over and over and over again like there is in the actual game.
That's why I say they've made two good games. They made two.
Yeah.
So with Mario Kart, I think they've probably learned enough from these games that like they'll know how to make this one good.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And then hopefully they'll put an Animal Crossing on the Switch that's good.
Oh, please. That's what I want. I want an Animal Crossing on the Switch. You know, speaking of games, I got this awesome game called Monster Hunter World.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And I've been playing it nonstop. I actually did also make a Twitch account, so I've been streaming it.
So I'm going to challenge you for a second, Rose. I love racing games and I love first person shooters. So convince me to buy this game. What's so badass about it?
Okay, so that's the thing. Like, there's so many different things going on in this game that you can convince. I convinced this one girl who was watching me on stream to buy the game because it had adorable outfits for your cat. So you get a little cat companion that you bring with you, and you can get a bunch of different outfits that do, like, it's armor and weapons for your cat, because he helps you in battle, and he helps you fight, and they bring you, like...
So it's an attack cat.
...things, too. Yeah, it's an attack cat. Okay. And so you can make armor and weapons for them as well. So I sold her on the fact that there's all these adorable cats with the costumes. You get to design... So it's... It's really like it's very open world ish. It's not I wouldn't call it open world really because there's different like levels. But so you basically go and you hunt monsters, and in the storyline you go from thing to thing, and each line you get a different monster you get to hunt. Each monster has its own set of armor that you can build. You have to like farm for those parts off of that monster and build the armor for it.
So it's Monster Rancher, then. That's what...
Monster Rancher.
Really?
There's 10 or 12 different kinds of weapons. No, there's, like, 10 or 12 different kinds of weapons. Like, I really like the hammer, but there's also, like, dual blades, and there's a freaking machine gun, and there's, all this stuff, and you get to fight these huge, badass, giant, terrifying monsters, and defeat them with, like... whatever you want. I really do like the machine gun as well, because I just like the idea of shooting a giant T-Rex with this machine gun.
Oh, it's nice. No lollipop chainsaw, but...
So is there any co-op or multiplayer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, you can totally play the game solo, but it's so much fun to do multiplayer. So what you can do is...
So it's a co-op. You can run the campaign co-op with different people.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, you can. Okay. And you can you set up. They've got squads, so you can join a squad, and then you see them whenever they're online.
You're saying there's a monster squad.
Monster squad. So yeah,
werewolves get gnarled.
Oh,
what a mummy!
you can hook up with your friends and go hunt monsters. You can also like if you just want to go with random people, you can do that as well. You can search. You can search for open fights with the monsters. There's so much to do, and I had never really gotten into Monster Hunter before, but this is the first one that I've actually owned.
Okay.
And I could not, like, I played it for 7 hours the other day when I got off of work early, and that's all I did for the rest of the day, because it's so much fun. There's so much to do, and yeah, there's a little bit of grinding if you want to get, like, certain armor or a certain weapon, but it doesn't really feel, like a grind, like, World of Warcraft does sometimes, or like
it doesn't feel like repetitive. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as repetitive. The monster fights are always really interesting, and it's kind of like you have to play it a little bit like Dark Souls. You have to be really careful about not getting hit, because and watching your health.
And you gotta get used to the pace of it, because it's a lot slower pace than you're used to in like an adventure game where you just run up to an enemy, hit it three times, and it's dead.
Yeah, it takes a long, like the fight for the monsters can be pretty long.
I have a question.
It can take quite a while.
I have a question real quick. You know, you talked about the cat. Is in perspective of like Dungeons and Dragons type thing, is it like a familiar or what?
It's basically what they are. Is they're their own race of creatures.
Uh-huh.
And it basically every hunter has their own palico friend or companion or partner.
Uh-huh.
They're called palicos is what they're called.
Okay, instead of calico as in the cat?
That's yeah, convenient. Yeah. But the thing I really like about it is that you get to customize the cat.
Really? When,
like, just like character customization where you customize how your character looks, you also get to customize how the palico looks. So you get to choose their coloring, if they're striped, if they're like calico, if they're...
So, yeah, and so when you're doing the co-op version of everything, can you see those customizations from the other players? Oh, nice.
Yep.
Nice.
There's a key thing that Rose has not pointed out yet.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Later this year, DLC is coming out for Monster Hunter, mm-hmm. where you can replace your Palico with Ryu or Ken from Street Fighter, or with Mega Man.
Mega Man!
So that, like, you'll have a Mega Man.
I didn't know that.
A Mega Man kitty like, cat?
Running around with you, shooting at things with
fucking
you.
Mega Man which cat.
The only reason why I want to play.
It's a Mega Cat!
I did see that there's a DLC for Street Fighter. I didn't know that they were like because basically you get skins.
Is
for,
it already out? The Street Fighter one?
I don't think the Street Fighter one's out yet, but I know you get skins, so you can like Hadouken the monsters as well, nice. which is hilarious. Fantastic.
Huh,
but,
dude, I may have to buy that now. I mean, I knew that you were looking forward to that because we Desmond and I talked about that in the 2018 Looking Forward podcast.
Yeah,
and you had mentioned that, and but it really I didn't do my research on it and really look at everything, and it sounds really interesting actually. Now that you say that,
yeah, look up some videos on it if you want to watch my. I'll send you my Twitch. It's just Noodlerama like my other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So oh my gosh, Chris is showing me the picture of the Mega Man companion. It's great. So if you want to like watch,
oh
me
so
play it,
so Chris wasn't being a smartass. He was like,
no,
oh I thought he was just fucking around.
No, he's telling the truth.
No, I'll put it in the group chat so you can see it.
So here's the thing.
Mega Man is real.
He's oh, God.
Real, and he's coming.
He's real. Mega Man is real. Uh-oh.
But yeah, I highly suggest that game. It's been so much fun.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And I'm not even close to being done.
Is that a real pic, fucking Chris?
Yes, that's a real picture.
No.
Yeah.
Notice the giant sword also.
I see the fucking giant sword. The only thing that doesn't look real is the Mega Man.
Yep.
But
that's
yeah.
the game.
It's really fun. Watch my Twitch stream, watch some YouTube videos. It's of some highlights and stuff. It's really fun. If you get it on the PS4, we can play together.
Yeah, I don't have PS4, so
well, if you wait a couple more months, it comes out for PC.
I used to be hardcore.
What do you have, Kern?
Okay. What's the other fucking option? I mean, it's process of elimination, Rose. If I don't have freaking PS4 and I don't have PC, what's the next option?
Dreamcast.
No, it's not fucking Dreamcast. It's Xbox.
All right, it is out for the Xbox.
Yeah, I know.
We can't play together, but you can get it for the Xbox.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll probably check it out. I mean, honestly, I used to be a hardcore PC gamer, and I quit that a long time ago. I got too intense because I used to do a lot of League stuff and everything like that. But anyway, yeah, I'll definitely check that out for Xbox.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to my final Nerdtastic 4 podcast.
It is not. I don't accept that. I'm in denial.
Yeah.
It's 11.
We didn't want to make it end, Chris. We're just going to keep talking forever and ever. You can't stop podcasting with us if we never stop the last podcast.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be like a filibuster. It's like a freaking podcast filibuster.
Oh, man.
That's a black-ass filibuster.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's just talk, let's start, like, let's open a page of some kind of fucking nonsense of, like, you know, Poe talking to, you know, whatever, blah, 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 from Star Wars. And let's just talk about some nonsense bullshit.
Off to a stellar start here.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that thing with that guy where he talks to the other person?
Oh, I,
that was stupid. God. That dude on the other person, that was totally bullshit.
Man. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll hopefully get back with Chris soon.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Chris. We'll figure out what's going to go on with our podcast from here on out.
I am deceased.
Yeah.
No.
We have to sit.
What if I die tomorrow?
No.
Don't die tomorrow.
No.
This podcast probably isn't coming
out. I don't accept any of that. You know, so Chris is going to come back.
You don't accept that I'm like dying?
No, I don't accept anything. I don't accept any of this bullshit. It's all fucking bullshit.
We're going to have to accept some of it because we need to sit down and take a cold, hard look at how the fuck we're continuing.
No. Chris is going to come back after he graduates and he gets a real job and becomes a real adult.
But in the meantime...
and once he gets a job during the day, where he works 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or whatever his hours are, he's going to be off in the evenings. He's going to record with us. He's going to come back. And no. So this is just a hiatus.
It's a hiatus. There's a lot of podcasts to edit in that time frame and to record and to upload.
I'll have to learn.
We'll figure it out.
I'll learn the editing.
But as of right now, this is my last podcast.
No, it's not.
As of right now, it is.
No!
Bitch!
I've been waiting 2 whole years because it's off our anniversary show.
I don't accept that.
Happy anniversary. Goodbye forever.
I don't accept that.
It's going to be the Nerdtastic Forever podcast.
Forever.
Oh, my God. Yes. There
it
we go.
It is forever.
Desmond's got it.
Forever.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to just add it on there because I'm too lazy.
Forever.
I'm too lazy and tired at this point to ever make a new graphic. So you're not retired.
It's not going to happen. Hang on. I got something to say. So here's the thing. You're not fucking quitting. That's all there is to it.
Because I'm not fun.
No. Not going to happen. I don't accept it.
Well, just Kern's denial aside, we shall see you guys next time.
On the flippity flop.
On the flippity flop.
Bippity boppity.
Bippity boppity boo.
Exactly what I said.
Skippity doo.
Oh, jeez. Yep.
On the channel 2. Holy fuck. Shit, dude. I'm just like, what the fuck, over? Y'all are all like, fix your shit. And I'm like, God damn it. My shit fucking works.
Are you recording this? Because I really want
to. Yeah, well, it should be. The fucking thing is automatic.